ังเอหัง
The following is a class on the Sri Ishopanishad, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of May, 1970, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupang Chakrajatam
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Ishavasam Idam Satnam Yathincha Jagatyan JagatTena Pandita Mabhida Kasasidhanam Kurvan Nevaha Karmani Jidise Chatam Samam Evam Tri Nanate Toshi Nakarma Nipate Nare Asurya Namate Bhoka AndheSabhita Tansi Pritabhi Jachanti Eke Sadhma Bhano Janam Etam Manasu Javiyo Naina Deva Aapnavan Bhagva Madhat Tadhyavata Anyanatiti Tishtat Tasmin Apo Madhurishan Dhadati Tadejati tannayjati tadduri tathantike tadantarasya saravarsya tadsaravarsya sambhayataha Tani bhutani atmanivanu kasati tadharu chatmanam tato na vijugusati Bhutani Atmaniva Buddhijanata Tatra Kumoha Kvasuka Ikattam Manupasata Snavidam Suddham Papa Vidyam Kavir Manisi ParibhusambhuYathātmato tathāṁ vadadhāt chāsati yasamābhyam Andhaṁ tamah pravishanti jīvidyāṁ upāsati Tato bhūya īvati tam jau vidyāyāṁ ratahā Anna devāhu vidyāyā Anna devāhu ravidyāIti Sushma Dhirana Jitasat Vichakshiri Bedo Bhayam Saha Avidya Mritam Sita Vidya Mritamashmati TamapraviSantiJeetam Bhutam Upasati Tato Bhuya Ivathetam Jau Sammuddhyam Rataha Hare Krishna Read
Page 14. The last sentence. This point is confirmed by the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter where Parah and Apara Prakriti are discussed. The elements of nature, earth, fire, water, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego, all belong to the inferior or material energy of the Lord, whereas the living being, the organic energy, is the superior energy, the Para Prakriti of the Lord. Both the Prakritis, or energies, are emanations from the Lord, and ultimately, He is the controller of everything that exists. There's nothing in the universe which does not belong either to the para or apara prakriti, and therefore everything is under the
proprietary right of the Supreme Being. So, here in the Ishvopanishad also the same thing is explained. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Whatever we are seeing, animate or inanimate, there is control of the Supreme Lord. The same thing is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that His energies are working. In the Vishnu Puran, it is said, just like fire, staying in one place, distributes its heat and light. Ego desha sthita shagne jusna vistarina jatha. Agni, agni means fire. Fire is just like the sun. Sun is also fire. Very high temperature, fire. So it is staying in one place, but it is distributing its light and heat all over the universe. Ego desha sthita shagne jatha jusna vistarina tathaiva parasya brahmana shakti. Similarly, two energies from the Supreme Lord is being distributed all over the creation. One kind of energy is called material energy, and the other kind of energy is called the spiritual energy. So in this world, in this temporary material world, the spiritual energy is there, that is prominent, but it is covered by the material energy. Just like there is sunshine, very sunshine nobody can check, but it is sometimes covered by cloud. When it is covered by the cloud, the sunshine is dim. The more it is covered, just like in Western countries, in the northern countries, it is very much covered. Practically, there is no sunshine. In London, I saw the sunshine is very rare. At 10 o'clock it is early in the morning, and at 3:30 again evening. So long I was there. So this covering of the sunshine is temporary. Actually, sunshine cannot be covered. The whole sunshine cannot be covered. That is not possible. An insignificant portion of the sunshine may be covered or is covered sometimes by the cloud. Similarly, this material world is an insignificant portion of the spiritual world covered by this material energy. That's all. And what is the position of material energy? The material energy is also another form of the spiritual energy. That means absence of spiritual activity. That is material. That's all. Just like, what is this cloud? This cloud is another transformation of the sunshine. The sunshine evaporates water from the sea, and the cloud is formed. Therefore, sunshine is the cause of the cloud. Similarly, this material energy is also caused by the Supreme Lord, because it is His energy. So two energies are working in this material world, the spiritual energy and the material energy. The material energy means these 8 kinds of material elements: bhumi, rapana, vayu, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence and ego. These are all material. A similar finer, 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 and grosser, grosser, grosser. Just like water is finer than the earth, then fire is finer than the water, then air is finer than the fire, then sky or ether is finer than the air. Similarly, intelligence is finer than the ether, or mind is finer than the ether. In the minds, you know, I have given several times example, the speed of mind, many thousands of miles within a second, you can go. So this finer, it becomes, it is powerful. Similarly, ultimately, when you come to the spiritual part, finer, from which everything is emanating, that is very powerful. That spiritual energy. That is given in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that spiritual energy? That spiritual energy is this living entity. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. Krishna said, these are material energies, and beyond these, there is another spiritual energy. Aparayam, apara means inferior. Aparayam, all these described material elements, they are inferior energy. And beyond this, there is a superior energy, my dear Arjuna. What is that? Jiva-bhuta, mahabhava. These living entities, they are also energy. We, living entities, we are also energy. A superior energy. How superior? Because jayidam dharjati jagat. The superior energy is controlling the inferior energy. Matter has no power. The big aeroplane, nice machine, is flying in the sky, made of material things. But unless the spiritual energy pilot is there, it is useless. It is useless. For thousands of years, the jet plane will stand on the airport. It will not be flying unless the small particle spiritual energy that pilot comes and touches. So what is the difficulty to understand God? So plain thing that if these huge machines, there are so many huge machinery, they cannot move without the touch of the spiritual energy, a human being or a living being. How can you expect that this whole material energy is working out of automatically or without any control? How you can put your arguments in that way? That is not possible. Therefore, less intelligent class of men, they cannot understand how this material energy is being controlled by the Supreme Lord. The godless man, those who are of opinion that this material energy is working automatically, they are fools. That is the explanation of Isha-Upanishad. Isha-vasya-midam-sattvam. Everything is being controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, because He is the Supreme Controller, therefore He is the Supreme Proprietor. We can see in our practical experience, the man who controls the whole establishment, he is proprietor or the president. Similarly, if it is being controlled by some superior person, then he is God. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Krishna says, under my superintendence, this material energy is working, and all these animate and inanimate objects are being produced. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Hetunanena kaunteya jagadvi parivartate. So unless there is some living force, energy, behind any material manifestation, it cannot work. If we simply understand this fact, that everywhere there is control of the Supreme Lord, that is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to understand things as it is. That's all. Thank you.